I saw you first on a stormy autumn. The world had turned to mist. Drops danced across the face of the lake like shy ballerinas, and I, sheltered under the library roof, watched the day turn slate. Also you appeared, handling, soaked, your black marquee flipping uselessly in the wind. You were laughing, not out of recreation, but from the pure asininity of it all. That laugh. The first thing I ever knew of you was commodity between defiance and joy, like you had decided to face life's storms with a grin, no matter how soaked you got. And I, from the safety of dry concrete, fell just a little in love. You noticed me moments laterally. Your eyes scrutinized the horizon like a radar and locked onto mine, like you knew I was there each on. With a half-repentant, partial, sportful smile, you danced toward the library. You burst through the doors, shaking water from your arms and brushing off your fleece. You caught me gaping. Rain's got station moment, you said with a chortle, and just like that, we spoke. That autumn stretched like time had broke. We talked in whispers between shelves of forgotten novels, not yet musketeers, but not non-natives moreover. You told me your name, Lena, and how you loved stormy days because they made the world feel honest. I told you mine, nervously fumbling over syllables like my mouth had forgotten how to move. Nice to meet you, you said vocally, like we were agreeing on commodity sacred. We saw each other again the coming week. Also the coming. First at the library. Also at a cafe. Also at the edge of the lake, where the water caught fire from the setting sun. Ever, the awkwardness between us faded, replaced by an unnoticeable thread that pulled us closer each time we spoke. You were chaos and calm, a contradiction I couldn't stop allowing about. 1 month latterly, I set up myself staying for you indeed, when I didn't need to. I'd loiter near the lake, hoping you'd appear with your ever-unruly hair and camera slung around your neck. You always carried it like an alternate branch, snapping prints of tree branches, cracked pavements, non-natives' expressions. Anything that told a story. You no way take filmland to people, you know. I formally refocused out. You signed. Real moments do an ask for authorization. And yet, I craved to be in one of your frames. To be someone you captured when you allowed, no bone was looking. We were in a couple. We no way kissed. We no way labeled anything. But we were always together. You'd shoot me prints late at night with no captions. Just cast the world as you saw it, a wilted flower caught in a chain, link hedge, a balloon tangled in telephone cables, a child gaping at the sky. I kept them all. They were pieces of your soul. One night, we lay on the hill behind your apartment. You refocused our constellations with similar certainty. Indeed, though, I was sure half of them were made up. That bone, you said, drawing an unnoticeable line across the sky. It's called the heartbreaker. It appears when people are falling in love, but too spooked to admit it. I turned my head. Are you making that up? You smile without looking at me. Perhaps. The silence between us was louder than words. And in that silence, my heart beat with all the effects I wanted to say, but couldn't, because saying it out loud meant risking the magic. 2 months in your world was ent without murk. I began to notice it, the way your eyes occasionally clouded when you allowed, I was ent looking. The moments you faded for days without explanation, the way your horse laugh could falter like a skip note in a song. One autumn, I set up you on the rooftop of your structure, legs swinging over the edge, camera resting beside you. You okay? I asked. You didn't turn. Do you ever feel like you're holding on too tightly to commodity that's formally leaving? The wind whipped your words down, but I heard them. I felt them. I suppose, I said precisely, sitting beside you, that occasionally people aren't leaving. They're just spooked no bone will chase after them if they do. You eventually looked at me. Would you chase me? I did and vacillate. Always. Also came the fall. One morning, I woke to find your dispatches had stopped. Your phone went unanswered. Your social media, generally a collage of odd beauty, was silent. I searched the megacity for signs of you. Library. Cafe. Lake. Rooftop. Gone. It was like you had dissolved, taking the color of the world with you. I didn't know where to suffer, what to suffer. We weren't suckers. We weren't anything to find. And yet, it felt like my world had cracked. I told myself you demanded space, that you'd return like an unforeseen summer storm. But weeks turned into months, and the only thing you left before was your camera, dropped in a brown envelope. No note, no explanation, just the weight of silence. Inside the camera were the prints you no way participated. And for the first time, I saw me, sitting under the trees. Me, laughing at commodity, you said. Me, looking at you when you were ent looking at me. All those stolen moments. You had seen me. After all that I goggled at the prints until my vision blurred. You'd capture me in every light, golden, dim, blue, and stormy. I saw myself through your eyes and wondered how long you'd been looking without me realizing. Each image was a concession you hadn't spoken, and each bone was evidence that what we had was real, indeed if we'd no way named it. I kept your camera like a relic. Every week, I'd take it with me and snap commodity, anything. That made me feel close to you. A raspberry mid-flight. A shadow on a bench. A hand reaching for light through a curtain. I allowed, perhaps, ever, you'd feel it. That you'd know I hadn't forgotten. That I was still staying. 6 months, latterly life moved forward the way gutters do ant because they want to, but because they must. I got a job at Original Gallery. Sorting sessions. Curating themes. Watching artists try to speak verity in brushstrokes and film. It should have felt like progress. But every exhibition reminded me of you. Also one day, I saw your name in the inbox. A submission shooter Lena Solis title. You. There were no other details. Just a link. I clicked it with shaking hands. Dozens of images loaded. And they hit me like breath after drowning. IT was our story told in murk and color. In stolen moments and blurred stir. A picture of the lake in rain. My face, turned down, lips parted, your fritters brushing a rail, caught in golden light, an empty rooftop under stars, and also a shot of me, asleep, my hand resting near yours. You called it you? And suddenly I understood. This was ain't just about me. It was about how you saw me, what you felt, but no way said. I published the images and displayed them on the wall behind my office, claiming it was for alleviation. But really, it was to keep you near. That night, I wrote a letter. Dear Lena, I don't know if you'll ever read this, but your prints set up me. They were loud in all the ways your absence has been silent. You formally asked me if I'd chase you. The answer has then changed. I'm still running. Still, indeed slightly open. I'll be staying there. If there's a way back to where we began, if there's a door. Yours. Me, I no way transferred the letter. But I carried it far and wide, folded in my fun like an alternate twinkle. And also, nearly a time since you faded, you returned. It happened on a Thursday. The gallery was quiet, the sky soft with fog. I was restocking frames when the bell over the door chimed. I didn't look up at first. I was too used to non-natives, to disappointment. But also I heard it. That laugh. Soft. Breathless. Like it had traveled a long way to find me. I turned, and there you were. Same eyes, same storm, touch smile. But commodity in you had changed. You were thinner, paler, but your eyes still held that recalcitrant light, that spark of commodity unbroken. I couldn't move, couldn't speak. So you did. Hey, you said, like we'd spoken just history. I swallowed hard. You're then. You jounced. I didn't know if I'd be welcome. I didn't know if you'd ever come back. You stepped closer. I wanted to. So numerous times. But I wasn't ready. I was spooked that if I saw you again, all the pieces I tried to cement back together would fall piecemeal. I took a step toward you. Why did you leave? You looked down at your hands. I was diagnosed with depression. It got bad fast. I didn't want you to see me like that. Didn't want to drag you into my mess. So I ran. I said nothing, just heated as your voice quivered. But you were the one thing I no way stop allowing about. Indeed, when everything differently faded, you were there, in memory, in dreams, in every snap I could uncancel. My casket pained. You should have told me. I didn't know how, you rumored. A long silence followed, thick with everything implied. Also, I pulled the folded letter from my fund. The paper was worn. The essay slightly faded. I handed it to you. You opened it with pulsing hands. Your eyes scrutinized the words. And when you looked up, gashes glistened on your switches. You were still chasing me. You said, I no way stopped. You stepped closer. Can I stay this time? I reached for your hand, interlacing our fritters sluggishly. Precisely, like suturing two halves of a broken thing together. Only if you promise not to vanish again. I say I ain't promise I'll always be okay. You said actually, but I promise to tell you when I'm not. That was enough. The morning again we started laggardly. You came by the gallery occasionally, helping arrange installations. You'd sit on the bottom girdled by cables and lights, your camera always hard. I'd bring you tea and ask about your day. We didn't talk about the history unless it asked to be flashed back. Rather, we erected new effects. Sunday mornings at the bookstore. Night walks through the megacity. A playlist you made named Us, Perhaps. You showed me your newest prints. Softer now, gentler, as if your heart was learning how to breathe again. And occasionally, you'd catch me gaping at you the way you used to snap me like I was trying to study a moment I didn't want to lose. You laughed more frequently. You cried, too. And I was there for both. One evening, we returned to the hill behind your structure. You lay beside me, arms put away beneath your head. There, you said, pointing to a cluster of stars. The heartbreaker. I smiled. You said that was for people falling in love, but too spooked to say it. You looked at me. I'm not spooked presently. Also, you kissed me. Soft. Certain. Like, coming home. That kiss didn't change everything. It didn't abolish the time we'd lost or fix the cracks in our history. It didn't promise perfection. But it did mark a morning. Not a return to who we were, but a soft step forward into who we could be. Spring, you moved into the apartment upstairs from mine. Not because we wanted to rush, but because we liked knowing the other was just one bottom down. On restless nights, we'd shoot dispatches like you come to the roof. Stars look lonely. And I would. You started tutoring photography shops at the community center. Watching you talk about composition and light, and how fault is magic, made me fall in love each over again. You smiled more in those moments. Big, unguarded grins that made your eyes crinkle and your shoulders relax. Your scholars adored you. I did, too. We made rituals of the ordinary. Wednesday tacos from the corner food truck. Saturday mornings in bed with books and coffee. Rainy afterlife where we'd say nothing and just live, near, breathing, whole. And yet, some nights still carried the weight of a head. You'd wake from dreams that left your heart racing. You'd sit on the edge of the bed, knees drawn to your casket, brooding justifications to ghosts I couldn't see. I didn't try to fix it. I just held you. Summer we traveled. Not far, just to places where time felt slow. A cabin by a lake. A train to a sleepy literal city. A cabin with creaky bottoms and windows that opened to wildflowers. You took prints endlessly. I read to you by night. And in between, we talk about everything. Fears, futures, the weird effects we believed as kiddies. One night, as the swells rumored outdoors, I said, I used to suppose love was supposed to be easy. You looked at me, serious. It's not, but it's worth it. You jounced. Always. I kissed your shoulder, your neck, your smile. That night, we made love not like people escaping loneliness, but like two souls flashing back what it felt like to be chosen. Afterlife, the gallery held its periodic show. You were the featured artist. The exhibition was called You. You had expanded it, added new prints, new recollections, new angles of us. Our joined hands on a windowsill, a figure in golden morning light, a close up of my smile as you rumored commodity only we knew. But the centerpiece was a large frame hung at the far end of the room, a print of our rooftop, two numbers sitting near, tails to the camera, gaping at the stars. You hadn't taken it. You'd asked a friend to capture it from a near structure, wanting to flash back the night I gave you my letter, the night you came back. Coming to it was a caption, you, the reason I came home, the reason I stayed. People wept still reading it. Some held hands. Some smiled. And I, standing beside you, had no way felt more seen. After crowd faded and the lights bedimmed, I turned to you. Lena, I rumored. Can I tell you commodity? You jounced. I no way allowed I'd find someone like you. You reached for my hand. I no way allowed I'd be set up. Winter snow fell in soft silence outside. You coiled into me on the settee, your head put away beneath my chin, your breath warm on my skin. We didn't say important that evening. We didn't need to. But at one point you looked up and said, do you flash back the first time we met? The library, I said. You came in drenched, laughing. I flashed back allowing, this person feels like sun. I smiled. I flashed back allowing, this person is chaos, and I want know every reason why. We laughed. Also, you grew quiet. Do you suppose, if I hadn't run, we'd still be then now? I allowed for a long time. I suppose we were always going to find each other. I said, indeed, if we had to lose our way first. You pressed your lips to mine, soft, certain, like that first kiss on the hill. Outside, the snow kept falling. Inside, time stood still. Times latterly, people frequently ask us how we met. We tell them, in the rain. We tell them about the library and the lake and the prints, about letters no way transferred and rooftops under stars, about mending, about silence, about chasing and staying and chancing each other again. Occasionally, we just say it started with you, and ever, that's always enough.